Welcome to The Unraveler, a weekly commentary devoted to explaining the Torah, Haftarah, and other aspects of Jewish history, ideas, and thought. This podcast is made by the FJMC, the Federation of Jewish Men's Clubs. The material of these Unraveler podcasts provide a historical and somewhat different approach to help you, the listener, better understand Jewish life and thought. This week's Haftarah commentary is read by Michael Freilich of the Seaboard region of the FJMC, whose Judaic knowledge has been shared with men throughout North America. We hope you enjoy it and find it intellectually challenging. The opinions expressed in The Unraveler are those of the author and do not necessarily represent the opinions or policy of the FJMC.
Good morning, y'all. This is the 48th weekly Torah portion in the normal annual Jewish cycle of Torah readings. It is Shoftim, which is Hebrew for judges. It is the first differential word in the Parsha. It consists of Deuteronomy, or Devarim, chapter 16, verses 18 through chapter 21, verse 9. In a nutshell, the Parsha provides a constitution, a societal structure, for the Jews live and enter into Judea. It sets out rules for judges, kings, Levites, prophets, cities of refuge, witnesses, war, and unsolved murders. Moshe instructs the people of Israel to appoint judges and law enforcement officers in every city. The famous line, quote, Tzedek tzedek tirsu, justice justice shall you pursue, is commanded to them, and you must administer it without corruption or favoritism. Crimes must be seriously and meticulously investigated. Evidence must be thoroughly examined, and a minimum of 2 credible witnesses is required for conviction and punishment. In Talmud, we learned that if a Sanhedrin convicted more than one person in 70 years of a capital crime, it was considered a hanging Sanhedrin in our way of saying things. Moses points out, in each generation, there will be those who are entrusted with the task of interpreting and applying the laws of Torah, quote, according to the law that they will teach you, and the judgment they will instruct you, you shall do. You shall not turn away from the thing that they say to you, to the right nor to the left, close quote. This Parsha, Shoftim, includes the following prohibitions: idolatry and sorcery, the laws governing the appointment and behavior of a king, guidelines for the creation of cities of refuge for the inadvertent murderer. Also, it sets forth many of the rules of war. For example, exemption from battle for one who has just built a home, or planted a vineyard, or married, or is afraid and soft-hearted. The requirement to offer terms of peace before attacking a city. A prohibition against wanton destruction of something of value. Here there's the example that the law forbids cutting down a fruit tree when you're laying siege to a city. The Torah makes the famous statement, "For man is a tree of the field," close quote. The Parsha concludes with the laws of the Eglah Arufa, the special procedure to be followed when a person is killed by an unknown perpetrator and the body is found in the field. The purpose of this is to underscore the responsibility of the community and its leaders for not just what they do, but also for what they might have prevented from being done. The Haftarah for this portion is from Isaiah, chapter 51, verse 12, through chapter 52, verse 12. This is the fourth Haftarah in the cycle of 7 Haftarah of Consolation. The Haftarah of Consolation are the 7 Shabbatot between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. This is the fourth one of these Haftarot. The Haftarot for the last 2 weeks open with Israel's griping that they have been abandoned by God. Israel is not content with consolation offered by prophets. Instead, Israel demands that God and God alone comfort them. In his response, this Haftarah begins with the phrase, open quote, I, indeed I, will comfort you, close quote. The Haftarah continues after briefly reprimanding Israel for forgetting their Creator for fear of human and finite oppressors. Yeshayahu describes the suffering and tribulations which Israel has endured. However, the time has come for this suffering to end. The time has come for the oppressors to, quote, drink the cup of suffering, close quote, which they had before this forced Israel to drink. Jerusalem, the holy city, will no longer be uncircumcised or the unclean continue to enter you. Quote, shake yourselves from the dust. Arise, sit down, O Jerusalem, free yourself of the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Close quote. Yeshayahu then extols the beauty of the messenger, will announce the good tidings of redemption. Open quote. Burst out in song, sing together, O ye ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has consoled his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. Close quote. The Haftarah concludes by highlighting the differences between the Egyptian exodus when the Israelites ran out of their exile and bondage and the future redemption for which they proceed to without haste. The relationship between the Parsha itself from the Torah and this particular Haftarah seemed to me to be very simple. It is that if you obey my rules, laws, and commandments, and you build a just society based on my model, then you shall be free, and you shall return to your prior glory and a future glory. If you don't, you won't. This is my view. I'm not a rabbi, I'm not a scholar, I'm not an academician. I am Rakan Yehudi Pashut, a Harei Baltimore, and but a simple Jew from the hills of Baltimore. And quoting my daughter in Texas, Shalom all y'all. That's the plural for Shalom y'all. Have a good week.
We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. The FJMC mission is to involve Jewish men in Jewish life. You can find more information about the organization at the FJMC's website at www.fjmc.org. Music for this podcast is Climb by Shane Ivers and is available at www.silvermansound.com.